Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up. It's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to fetch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Wren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah. We getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn. What's going on, living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. We got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press star. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, May the 1st, 2020. Yours truly, Raven98 here, along with.
Good morning, TNT. You know, the very first text I got this morning told me it is Fear Not Friday. Fear Not Friday. Hopefully you guys like the tweet that I sent out yesterday to everybody. Trying to get you a little motivated and updated. But other than that, it's a great, great day to be a denarian. All right, Ray, let's get it started. You guys didn't even know they were denarians. They're just TNT numbers. Go ahead.
We did send out one update yesterday, and that was from the tweet you sent out for those who could not access Twitter. Parliamentary finance. The government must make an amendment to the budget before sending it to Parliament. The article reads, member of the Parliamentary Finance Committee, Hanin Al-Kaido, stressed the necessity for the new government, and if it was formed, to fundamentally amend the budget before sending it to Parliament, pointing out that the budget must set priorities for health and salaries and revive the economy. This man's name is spelled differently in the same article. Okay, Al-Kaido said in a statement to the agency / information seen by SADA that the government has several options to get out of the financial crisis by relying on borrowing from the central bank, reducing costs, and demanding the regional government for the financial amounts arranged by itself. And that was the article in its entirety.
That was it? The whole thing?
That was it. If memory
serves
me correctly.
Let me see.
Or maybe I grabbed the first two paragraphs. I can't remember now if it was the entire article or just what I could see that was in English.
That's all right. So, something else that I tweeted out, guys, and it says F-E-A-R. I don't know. Did we get to put that in the form or not?
No, I don't recall
I don't
seeing that
made
one.
It to the form. Okay.
It didn't make
so,
it.
It was a tweet. It says F-E-A-R has two meanings. I guess that's why they sent me Fear Not Friday, because it has two meanings. It says forget everything and run. That's what fear means. Forget everything and run. Or it could mean face everything and rise. Face everything and rise. The choice is yours, whichever meaning you want to apply to it. And today, we have decided, and Tish has demanded, that it's Fear Not Friday. We'll see what CIA has to say about that. Anyway, so we'll go from there. Fear Not Friday. All right, there's some good news, some crazy news, and what we want to hear news. So what we want to hear is that they're still talking about having the vote next Tuesday or Wednesday. We'll see what Sunday session brings, and then it's if they have the actual vote Tuesday or Wednesday. They're saying that everything is resolved except for, again, the three ministries, which they are resolved who's going to have them. They just haven't put names on them yet, which could affect things all the way up to the time that the vote's taken. But everybody realized that they need to have a government in place at this point. That's a good thing going through. The other good thing is I did get a call, talked to the banker Wednesday after our call. He did tell me that the rates were back on the board. He said, we are seeing rates. We are seeing 3.41 and climbing for the dinar. He said, we're seeing 47 cents for the dong. And those are the only two I asked him about or that we talked about. Didn't talk about the Zim, because some crazy stuff is going on in Zimbabwe right at the moment. So we'll have to see. Matter of fact. So that was good. A little bit excited. He did say they are thinking that they may have to come back with skeleton crews when this does happen, because not everybody's going to want to come back to work. So they're thinking they may lose some people and that the virus may not be 100% over. So that was good news and good news. The crazy news was these guys who sent you out articles on Wednesday and Thursday and telling you that the RV was today. You know who they are. They told you it had to happen today. The IMF, World Bank were paying out money today. Trump demanded that it be done by today. The elder says this is the last day. It's going to be on the first. And I text back to those people, said, can't wait to see what you say Friday morning when there's no RV, or Friday evening when there's no RV, or Saturday morning, since you demanded everything. Banks have moved people and everything else. And absolutely nothing has happened. Because to me, it doesn't make sense to happen. But guess what? Our bank guy in New York said, it's scheduled for Friday first. And I said, that don't even make any sense. Nobody's on standby. Nobody's been called in. Nobody's back at work, and they scheduled it for Friday. But that's where it's told. So Texas says something completely different. Florida says something completely different. Wisconsin says something completely different. So we knew it wasn't going to happen today because it really doesn't make sense. So, I'm going to tell you what the word is coming out of Washington. The word out of Washington, D.C. area, people there who supposedly know things that we don't know, is it's not happening until certain states are released from their, what we call it, home detention, from their lockdown and everything else. He said it's not going to happen. They're not even going to let it happen because it doesn't make sense. It's not happening. He did say a particular state, but I'm not going to tell you guys what state it is. So anyway, he said the plan is when they go back, the economy is going to come back, everybody's going to follow. And then we are going to see this. Still could be by the 1st of June, but there is a state they've decided they're going to go with. So this absolutely is not happening. And didn't make sense anyway. You know? Iraq is putting out again in black and white. Their budget was at $56. Article's out again today. They're on television again today. They're redoing the budget at $30 when the rate is only $21. So they need it to go up. They're still talking about they don't have the money to pay the salary, or they do. They actually said they guarantee them through the end of the year, but they're going to have to borrow the money to do it. And that's where they're at. That's just to pay the salaries. Cut everybody else's. No. They still need their government in place. So I just got another text here. It simply says just what we were thinking and hearing on TV. We see Kurds are happy returning home after meeting in Baghdad. Looks like they're going to pass the cabinet on Sunday, what it says. But I think Sunday is still just a meeting. Midweek is when they're supposed to actually pass it. And they're going to postpone the final three ministers until they can decide. Finance, oil, and defense. They're going to pass all the rest of them. So now we're right back in the situation we were with Mahdi, when he never had those interior, which is finance, and what was the other one? Interior and defense. Yep. Which never were assigned. That was always the big fight between Iran and the U.S. anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. If they get a government, they can redo the budget like they're saying, submit it to Parliament. All that can happen rather quickly since they've been working on it already. And this thing could still go by the 1st of June if not only our states are open, but countries are opened. And they're all setting dates this month to soft open, as you say, or start opening, partial opening, and hopefully within June open. If you guys looking at California and you saw the plan they put out to start opening the middle of this month as phase two, because they got a six-phase system, start opening the first, second week in June of letting people go back to work. Not everybody, but back to work under new restrictions. So bottom line is full opening, everybody living the life they lived prior to Corona isn't supposed to take place until July or August, if you guys didn't know that. July or August when we're supposed to go back to our regular world that we all used to know and love, hopefully. And hopefully by that time, they'll have a plan before November gets here and it starts all over again. But does that mean we have to wait for the RV to July and August? Nope. That's not what they said. They said when states start opening back up, which should be by the middle of this month or even the end of this month, they see it happening. They're going to release it. You know, that's what we heard. Now, nothing from Texas. You guys know how they have been the whole time. They're still not hearing anything. Actually, the other banks, New York, New Jersey, they thought it was going to go today for some reason because it came back on the screen. They watched the rates go up, everything else, which just really didn't make any sense because nobody is prepared for that. And the idiots, that's what I'm calling them, who guaranteed us it was all going to be here today because Trump said so, because China said so. I mean, the elders said so, because the IMF needs to pay out money today, and the only way they're going to get the money is from the RV, well, and the World Bank. Let's see what happens. I'm ready for it. God knows I wish they were right. God knows it doesn't make any sense at all what they're saying. Based on the economy, the country, the price of oil, based on what's going on right now with the virus, and it is a big factor. Everything else can be controlled. Dates can be set, just like they're doing, to vote, have a government, redo the budget. All of that can be controlled by man. We're not controlling the virus. We're trying to. But nobody can set a date and say it's over enough for this to happen. It's just going to have to happen. All right, Ray, let's do it.
Okay, let's see. First question on the board is from Gypsy Joker. I heard a rumor that China is removing support of revaluing the VND. Do you have any intel on this?
I have no intel on China removing any support or how they would, what their support was. What I can tell you is, as of today, Vietnam is the only country that is reporting zero cases of the virus. Zero cases. Their economy is not shut down. Their country is not shut down. So I don't know why they would be removing support. If we're looking at the VND, what I can tell you is TravelX isn't selling it. And I want to say because they can't get it or they didn't have it because that was the last word we had. But I checked yesterday and most of their locations are just closed, period. And they don't have it on the site. So is that a good thing, bad thing? We don't know. So, but I do know it came back on the board. We do know he saw it. He said the rate was 47 cents. So that would tell me that it's still going. All right, what's next?
Chicago says, in the event of an RV, how will we be notified if we can't receive texts? What was the recommended way using Twitter that would allow us to receive TNT texts?
I don't know. I'm
apparently
pretty
Chicago
sure that's a great question.
Monday call. We went into detail on that on Monday. So, Chicago, if you're listening, listen to the Monday call. We talked about that, getting notifications. Twitter is discontinuing the texting. So anyone who's still receiving a text, count your blessings. They'll probably get to you, too, eventually. And we'll all have to resort to just receiving notifications, which will still be rather instant when we send it out. Okay,
hold
Lena says.
It is. Yes. Hold on a second. It is instant, guys. I don't understand. I don't even understand the text thing because I don't get text from Twitter when I went in. It just pops up right on the face of my phone. Phone on, phone off. Well, not it's off, but it's locked, unlocked, doesn't matter. With the notification, it pops up right on my phone. Whenever I even send out a text to you guys, I get it right back. Or every time somebody goes in and they like it or retweet it and whatever, I still get it right back. I don't have texting, so it doesn't have to send me a text. So if you're on Twitter, you're signed up and you're following, you should get everything that we send out just that way. Download the app on your phone, and you don't have to worry about it. Okay, what's next?
Let's see. Oh, Lena was asking a similar question. So, Lena, if you're listening, we just addressed the whole texting and how you can stay in touch and receive our communications. Okay, Luna Azol says, I hope this request is not too late. Please share how to access the stock investing call and any other website necessary to learn. The Twitter for stock is twitter.com/ network shift for the basic stock club that we're doing. And if you once you go there, you can pull up the telephone numbers for the calls because they're all posted there. So it's twitter.com/ network shift. And that's the stock club. Now, a new club is coming up now that I introduced on the last call. And that's like before it's stock. And I called it founding stock, but it's and so that one has a different Twitter activity for people that are interested in that one versus regular stock. And that one is twitter.com/ founding stock. So those are two different Twitter locations, two different free clubs that you can get into for education. Hey, guess what, Tony? I missed out on $2,000. Can you believe that? We had a
really?
Member call in on open mic during training and said you made $2,000 in the stock market and from listening to the stuff that we were doing on the stock club, you know, just learning. And, of course, the reason I missed out on it is because I didn't have any money to put it in the first place. But but anyway.
Okay.
It's paying off for somebody because some folks, they're learning and then they're doing their own thing. We don't recommend anything. We don't tell people what to do. We just dig and learn and bring out data, and it's been an interesting experience. We have a lot of fun with it while we wait for the RV. All right, we'll go to the next person. I think I got that for Luna Azel. Sunstar says, in the U.S., all judges in the Supreme Court are grandfathered in for life. If the Iraqi parliament vote fails again, are any existing parliament members grandfathered in for life like a pop can? Will they be or like a pop can, will they be kicked down the road?
I don't know what Iraqi law is. I do know, and they say they're going to dismantle the government or disassemble parliament. That means everybody gets fired. Everybody's going. I don't know about their judicial system, their judges, regional judges, or anything like that, or what it has to do with the RV itself. So I really can't answer what's going to happen to them. Their judge, their parliament is just like ours. There's no congressman, senator, or president that's in for life. You get voted in each and every time, or the government prime minister gets to pick those people. I mean, that's what this whole big fight is about right now, is them becoming a democracy. So nobody is in for life. They just maneuver. Look how long, I'm going to say, some of these guys have been in Congress, 8 years, 12 years, 18 years. They're not in there. They got to go through the voting process every 4 years, Senate every 2 years, just like everybody else does. But I guess the people in their area love them. That's why they get to stay there. Okay? That's good.
Yeah, but they get a check for life, though, don't they? Something, some kind of ongoing.
They get
payment.
A retirement.
Even when they're
no longer do that.
In office. Right.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Let's see.
So do they in Iraq. Same thing. Yeah.
I'm going to have to try to find Sunstar and take their temperature, make sure they're all right. But they only ask one question this time. And usually they're good for three. Let me see. Sandman 60 says, can you tell us if the state they will be waiting is on the West Coast or the East Coast?
No.
Okay. Hopeful 7 says, what are 7 currencies in the basket? I lost track.
Okay. Yeah, Hopeful 7, we've been going over that for 15 years. And somebody else asked me to post that the other day, too, or sent me a message after the call. But I'm sure you can go on the forum and get a list of them, or depends on which Ray we have today. He may just read them off to you. I don't know.
Well, you know what I'm doing? I'm actually writing them down real quick, trying to work from memory. What am I missing? I can't remember the 7th one, but I'll give them 6, and then they can look up and find the 7th one. Dinar, dong, rupiah, zim, Afghani, Real. And someone might text you number 7, or they might text me number 7. I can't remember the 7th one. But that was good for a spur of the moment.
All right.
Not as mean as you try to make me out to be.
Hey, that ain't what the text I'm getting saying. That was a good one.
All right, next up, 404, area code.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
I'll take 6 out of the 7. That's fine in terms of knowing what's in the basket, because I couldn't remember the 7th one either. It's like too much information to overload. my question, you've kind of alluded to this in your opening comments, Tony, in terms of when they are planning to do their vote. We had thought initially Sunday, then it went to Tuesday with a backup of Wednesday if they couldn't do it on Tuesday, and then we showed up with Thursday. That's only leaving Monday and Friday and Saturday, and then they've hit the entire week. What kind of sort of consensus are your folks saying in terms of, are they really honing in saying that it looks to be the Tuesday time frame, or are they as confused as I am? In terms of when that the vote for approval of Kazemi's government would be.
Let me see. What day is the 8th on?
I don't have.
Friday.
The 8th is on. Is next
or Friday?
Friday.
What, next Friday week, yeah. From tomorrow.
That's right. You know what? That's the date I will count on. On the 8th, okay.
Well, it's not a holiday.
Okay. I'll tell you, they know it. They take everything to the very last moment, dragging it out. Even right now, they're saying all the ministers are set. Okay? They have 19 of them. They got 3 undecided, which they still said in the argument they're set, but they haven't added the names on them. They know who's going to be able to assign those 3 ministers, then why don't they just assign them? They got to have some kind of controversy, something to argue about, fuss about, or something to say, oops, this is why we didn't do it. Anyway, the positive thing being, I'm going to say, let's see what happens Sunday. Do they actually designate a day for the vote? Because they didn't do it today. They didn't say the actual vote was Sunday. So they're supposed to meet and discuss it again on Sunday. Is everybody happy? And then the vote's on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. I mean, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, because it keeps changing like they do. So I'm going to go with the furthest date, which is Friday, and hope it happens somewhere in between there.
And I like to go with the first date on Sunday, and that they surprise the, you know, I don't want to say all the words here, but they surprise us, and maybe we're going to vote, and then they just go ahead and vote then as well. So, okay, fine enough. Well, we'll see with that. Also, your commentary of your conversation that you had had with your banking sources after last Wednesday's call, you said that they were expressing some excitement because the rates were back on. Did I understand that correctly, that you were saying that they were seeing it for the dinar and the dom?
That
after
is
the
correct.
Call on Wednesday.
And I would tell you guys, I did not tweet it out. I didn't say anything about it because I just couldn't. Well, I actually did call my other bank sources, and they couldn't verify it. So that's one reason. And even though they're seeing the rates were on the screen and it was going around and people were seeing that, I just couldn't in good conscience believe that it was going to happen today because it just didn't make sense. I don't care what they scheduled. It just didn't make sense, and I didn't want to get a whole bunch of people excited about nothing like some other people are. If there was a possibility that it could have went or made sense, I would have sent it out to you guys on Wednesday after the call or Thursday, but I didn't. So, good.
Okay, and the rates are still there. It's not like they kind of popped up on Wednesday and then went dark again yesterday and today, that they still are showing on their screens today?
As far as I know, and I'm actually waiting for a call from right now, they are still there. I did not get a call back saying the rates are gone again.
Okay. And my last question here, and I commend Sandman for his best on trying to find out whether or not that one state was on the West Coast or the East Coast, and I do like his avatar on there. But I was curious about the way you phrased that, Tony, on that the word coming out from your Washington folks that it's not happening until certain states are relieved from this lockdown situation. And then you kind of segued into one state in particular. But I was intrigued with the fact of saying, if they were saying that, is that saying that the possibility is there that there is still, if the state in question does what they are needing to have done, that they could trigger this thing even if other states that weren't on that top list hadn't released from the lockdown, that would trigger them to try to get it done, but that this process could start even if there are some still in a lockdown of some form? Did I understand that correctly?
Okay. So the reason they're picking these last couple of states or even this one state is because by the time they start with their release, they figure everybody else would already have released theirs, okay? There's already a partial release occurring in 30 states right now. So we don't have to worry about those 30 states. They're letting people out and moving around, and in two more weeks, they're going to let out some more people because in a 2 to 3 week increment, if you guys haven't noticed, that they set up these releases. So when these couple, and this one in particular, get to that point, they figure the U.S. should be done. And not only U.S., but based on what other countries are now doing, we should have a global release at that time, and it will satisfy their need. Okay? Now, I didn't say 100%, but some partial release should be in every country in every state at that time.
Okay. So essentially they're saying that every country, even if it's just one section within Germany or one section within Italy, but it's a major metro-type area, that qualifies them to be able to be part of the overall process globally, as well as all
right.
The U.S.
You guys, we got to remember, the main countries involved in this is the U.K., England, England, I think so. Not just all of the UK, England, but them, and the US. So we have more people than anybody else as far as citizens, and we need them to be able to move around and do what they want to do. Other countries have people, but not even a tenth of the number that we have. Their people don't even know about it. I mean, they're government officials, and their rich get richer, so they're not as concerned as we are. We have the movement. So the movement for us is a factor. And as the banker told me, the movement for them, because everybody won't be back yet, they're not sure all their people are going to want to come back, because some people aren't even going back to their jobs because they don't figure it's worth risking their life at this time or that. Mm-hmm. So they're going to have to restructure some things. So it's going to have to work out for both of us when we do it.
Okay. Good enough. Well, based on all of your info and the like that you've shared with us, that's my question for today. And as far as an F word for today, I like to fear not. I tend to also prefer fortune coming to us. Eventually that's going to be happening. It will be an F word for that, fortune coming to us. And days, whenever this happens, we know that's when the TNT Super Fantastic or Pay It Forward project could tend to be happening. Have yourself a great rest of the day and a good weekend.
All right.
I appreciate that. But you know, there is truly only one F word. But anyway,
and I'm not using that
one. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
All right.
You have a great one, too. Bye-bye.
386 area code. You are on.
Good afternoon and good morning to both of you.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good morning, sir.
Tony, I was just going to ask you, I was just getting ready to get off the line, but when do you think this will happen, Tony? And if you can't answer, Ray answer.
Okay, let's let Ray answer this.
After the states open back up.
How long do you think that'll be?
It'll be
no idea.
By the 1st of June, I think we'll see every state opened at some point by the 1st of June.
Okay, well, there's our answer.
Okay, all right.
Gentlemen, you have a great day. God bless you guys, and God bless all of us.
Take care.
All right, thank you, sir.
Bye.
202 area code, you are on.
Hello there. How y'all doing today?
Fantabulous,
sir. Fantastic. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah, I called you the other day ago about the 10% for the bank. But, yeah, I made a comment to another person about private banker and a wealth manager. What are the differences between those two? I thought they were both the same.
A private banker just basically takes care of your banking needs. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Your banking needs. A wealth manager takes care of your money itself to help you invest it, grow it, strategic, to build your future or plan out your future. Those are the two differences.
Oh, okay. And you mentioned the thing about this guy, this thing, Albert Downing. I guess I'm pronouncing it right.
Abbott Downing. Yeah, what about it?
What are they?
Is a banking system that Wells Fargo set up for. Wait, I'm trying to tell you. Abbott Downing is a banking location and account that Wells Fargo set up for people with $50 million and more.
Oh, okay. Now, what would be a good private bank? Because I've been looking like at UBS, or U.S. Trust. Are they good?
You know, you can Google banks, and they will give you a evaluation of the banks and a ranking of the banks. So I can't tell you what's a good bank, bad bank. I don't know them, and I'm surely not going to recommend any of them at all, period.
Okay. But I was also looking at some things offshore, like Switzerland and Singapore and the Cook Islands. Cayman Islands,
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to tell you this because this is – yeah, this is my personal opinion, so nothing to do with it. I personally wouldn't move my money offshore because I'm kind of a skeptical person, and I don't know all the laws overseas. I know people have put their money overseas, and their accounts have disappeared, their land has disappeared, and this happened because they weren't familiar with the laws, or corruption over there is 100 times what it is here. So I'm not trusting my money outside the U.S. You guys do. You want, well, I am, but not in locations like that, especially where I don't know the laws or their country's rating for corruption in the government and the financial system is twice what it is here. So anywhere I'm looking at where they are laundering money, where the mafia, drugs, and that, and everybody think, okay, they're putting their money there, it's safe. It's unsafe to me if they're putting their money there because they're not going to take care of your money like they're taking care of their money. Switzerland, places where if they can hide the account, your account can disappear. So I'm not doing that kind of thing. Everything I want to do, I want to see it. I want everybody to see it and listen. I'm telling you guys right now because some of you are going to get caught up in it, and I know it. But pay unto Caesar what is his and go out and enjoy your life. That's what you want to do, okay? That's my recommendation.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I just want to sugar up. I'm trying to get all my ducks in a row by asset protection and all that. Because I know once you get that money, everybody's going to be looking at you and coming after you. I want to look, make sure I'm protected.
All right.
You should absolutely do that. But the biggest way to protect yourself is don't let anybody know you got the money. Okay.
Yeah, that's so true.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Everything, 'cause you make common sense to it. All right. Have a good day, Andrew. All right. Have you some fun.
Take care now.
All right. That's right.
619 area code. You are on.
We went from Fear Not Friday to Fun Friday. So let's do it. Okay. Oh, my God. Look, somebody just texted me and said people may not know who Caesar is. Right?
But they'll find out.
I don't know who Caesar is. Yeah, you find out, you get that knock on the door. Go ahead.
All right, 619, here we go. You are on. 619-717. Sleeping on the job.
Oh, I thought I heard an answer before I started talking.
951, area code, you were on.
Good morning, is that me?
That is you.
Yes, sir.
Wow, okay. I wasn't expecting to come on this soon. Or it was, anyway.
Oh.
So anyway, good morning again. So yeah, I really don't have a question today, but you cleared up something that I was confused about, and that was the Twitter text, because all of a sudden the text messages went away, but I still get the Twitters notified on my phone and everything, and I didn't know what was going on. You know, I go, what's going on here? So thank you for letting me know that. I didn't hear about that. And then the only other thing I wanted the only thing I wanted to mention, and I'm sure probably both of you know this one too, you're talking about the fear, and what are they called, synonyms or whatever. But anyway, you know, there's the what, forget everything and run, and then what, the false, no, the face everything and rise. But the other one too, which I'm sure you guys have heard of too, is false evidence appearing real. And that's what happens a lot in this journey we're on also, too, you know. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there too for something else, for fear and everything. So
all right.
So anyway,
yeah,
okay,
I have heard that before.
Yeah.
All righty.
So
thank you.
Have a great weekend.
All right. Yes, sir. Let's see. 610 area code. You're next.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It's G Man.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. How you doing?
Doing super fantastic, Tony. And it's another dynamite day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. For all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com. Clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNT Super Fantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. And I'd just like to add, ladies and gentlemen, I am not getting paid to make these requests for donations. Neither Tony nor Ray has ever asked me to make these requests for donations. I make these requests of my own volition and my own free will. It is a new month and it is a new day and there is a new bill to pay, ladies and gentlemen. So remember to send in your donations today. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. and rally, so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
All right, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. I can't wait till you go enjoy some of it, too.
Oh, yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
Take care. All right. Okay, 786 area code. You are on.
Hello. Good afternoon. Good morning, fellas.
Greetings.
All right. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm not doing bad this Friday. It's fantastic, as you say. My question is, as far as the Zim, is there a maximum? I've heard the 20 and the 50 for the other major ones. Is there a maximum per person?
I don't know of any max for the Zim. Is there, Ray?
Okay.
No, not to my knowledge.
Just wondering.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you. That was my simple question.
All right.
And,
that was it?
We'll see what happens.
Okay.
All right.
Take
care. Thank you, sir.
408 area code. You are on. 408. 497. You're on. Okay. Not anymore. 925 area code. You are on.
Tony, Ray, good morning.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
I will separate myself from some background noise. I am a first-time caller, a long-time listener, and I am a very proud participant in the Twitter campaign.
Okay.
How long is that? 6 years ago?
I don't know. It might have been.
Sounds
probably
like it.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought I'd let you know that I bought 5 million dogs today at the Wells Fargo office on Watt and El Dorado Avenue in Sacramento.
All right.
You bought dog at Wells Fargo at Watt and where?
Watt and El Dorado in Sacramento? Right in your backyard, right?
Well, you call, yeah, right in my backyard, front yard, something. But I wasn't even aware that Wells Fargo was selling dong again, because they had stopped selling dong at one time.
Yes.
But, okay.
And that's why I called you, to let you know. Yes, there
great.
Was a long line and you know, social separation and all that good stuff.
Okay.
So, and then I want more. I want to know one more thing. Have you copyrighted Vidiot?
No, sir. I did not copyright.
I
my bad. You got
I
me feeling
get,
like I had
I
it right now.
I don't want to get sued by you, so I figured I'd ask you before I use it, because I really like that.
right.
And there are plenty of them out there.
Yes,
I have a lot to say, but why don't I let somebody else talk, okay? Thanks for
all right, thank
listening.
You, sir. All right, take care.
Okay.
Wait.
You too.
You meant Wells Fargo
yes.
on Watt and El Camino, not El Dorado, right?
Oh, El Camino. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes.
Okay.
You're damn right.
I'm is. Just checking.
Okay.
All right.
And,
thank you, sir.
Yes. Okay. Bye.
All righty. Take care.
409
area code. You are on.
Hi. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. About, I don't know, 7 months ago, I was the lady in Arkansas that was trying to figure out where I was going to exchange. And Danny in Dallas kept telling me I needed to move to Texas. So I did.
Oh,
I
okay.
About 2 hours from Dallas. So my question is this. I'm trying to plan out now what I'm going to do, right? I've been a customer of Wells Fargo for years, and they bought out a bank that I was with them, and they bought out a bank. So anyway, I've been with the same institution for years. But I don't want to plan my future and everything with Wells Fargo. No offense, but I'd really like to use Chase, okay? So my question is, can I exchange with Chase? I don't have an account with them, but could I exchange with them and then just stay with them, or do I need to exchange with Wells Fargo and then move it to Chase? That's my first question.
And that is your choice. You don't have to exchange with anybody. You want to exchange where you're going to get the best rate, the best service, and the best opportunity. So you can open your account at Chase right now.
Uh-huh.
You can open the account with Chase right now if you choose to, $100, whatever. You can ask both of them what kind of services do they offer at this level, at $20 million, $50 million, whatever you think you're going to have, and be making your decision. You can wait till the rates come out. You can pick up the phone and call each one of them and see what's their rate for that day when you decide to do your exchange. Those are things that you're going to decide. Now, you can go to Wells Fargo, exchange, get the highest rate. Now, if you get the highest rate and they give it to you based on how much you're going to leave, how long you're going to leave it, then you're going to have to honor your contract. Now, if you're just going in there and exchange for rates, then you're going to take it over to Chase and say, hey, I want to move all my money over here. What are you going to give me? Wells Fargo, what are you
going to
give me?
I have Dong and Zim, and I was wanting to get the contract rate, hopefully, on both. I'm at the limit on the number of Dong that I can get the contract rate on. So, but I don't want to get tied in with a wealth manager at Wells Fargo if I want to go with Chase and get my office suite. That was going to be another question of, can they help you with getting your tax attorney and all of that kind of your estate planning and all? Is that what's called an office suite maybe or something?
Well, maybe, but yeah, every bank can do that. Your private banker can do that. Your wealth manager can do that. They all have relationships that they will gladly connect you with.
Oh, okay. So if I go to Wells Fargo and exchange, and I want to switch to Chase, in other words, isn't there like a second appointment that you set at your exchange to go back to the wealth manager? So I don't want to get
okay,
lost in.
Okay, but you got to remember this. If you're going to do your exchange and you make all your agreements there and you exchange your currency and send your account, you can go to Chase. You're not going to another exchange meeting. You're just going over to the bank and then having your money moved. That's something totally different because you've already exchanged.
Okay. But and that wouldn't be a problem as long as I honor the contract that I made with Wells Fargo.
Right. That's
so
you're
is my best place, at the best, is the best point to make this decision prior to the exchange? Or post-exchange.
I would try to find out what each bank is offering right now at whatever level you think you're going to end up at. What do you offer? What's your perks? What's that? And, you know, you can do most of that over the phone. They'll send you a package or they'll tell you where to go on their site. This is what we offer, this kind of account versus this kind of account, and what you're getting ready to do. So you're going to make your decision based.
But won't the perks? Aren't the perks going to greatly increase post-RV? In other words, they're not going to tell me about the possible 10% and all of that now. So you're saying, like, before I call and make the 800 appointment, I should call the banks and find out what the perks are?
I'm telling you can do that right now, today. You can say, hey, I have some money coming in, whatever the reason you give them, inheritance, insurance, I just won the lottery. It doesn't make any difference. I'm going to have $50 million. Okay? What kind of banker do I get at $50 million? What kind of perks do you offer if I move my $50 million into your bank? And you're asking both of them the exact same question because you got to compare apples to apples. Okay?
Gotcha. Okay.
What kind of interest rate am I looking at peak? And let them both know, hey, look, I've decided I'm either going to put this $50 million in Chase or I'm going to put this $50 million in Wells Fargo. Because I want you to know right up front, this is what I'm doing. I'm comparing you, and I'm trying to get the best numbers because that's who I'm going to go with. So shoot your best shot, as you tell them, because I'm making a decision based on this information you gave me. And then they should give you everything. This is what we offer.
Okay. And then the perks will increase after the RV, right? In other words, this 10% is not available now, even at $50 million, right? Isn't that something they're going to initiate after the RV?
Afterwards, yes. Yes.
So right now, all I can compare is
pre-RV. And that's what you want to compare, apples to apples.
Pre-RV.
I don't know.
Okay.
Every bank is going to offer. I do know some banks have been told they can offer up to 10% a year on your money, depending on how much you have.
Which of those two or both of those two do you know?
I do know, but it's not for me to say here on this call.
Okay.
To prejudice everybody against one bank versus another. But yes, I do know.
Okay, are both of these, can you tell me if both of these banks are on the list of the ones who are saying that they will be exchanging them?
No, the only bank I know of that is saying, not the only one, but I do know the people I talked to at Wells Fargo say they're going to exchange them.
But you don't know about
Chase.
Out of
the two banks. I do not know about Chase, no.
Okay. Okay. And it wouldn't do me any good pre-RV to ask about the ZIM, right?
No, but you're not asking about your foreign currency if you're calling right now. You're asking them about this is how many U.S. dollars I'm thinking about moving to your bank. What kind of account does this afford me? What kind of perks?
Okay.
What kind of interest rate are you going to give me on my $50 million or $80 million? That's what I want to know, and I'm trying to decide where to move it to.
Okay.
Now, yes, interest rates will change during the exchange period or after that because you're going to have so much more and just the threat of walking out the bank. They've been told to add that as an enticement to stay.
Okay. I got you. All right. Well, then that makes good sense. All right.
All right.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
thank
bye-bye.
You.
626 area code. You are on.
Good morning, Ray. Tony.
Hey.
Good morning. How you doing?
How are you guys doing?
Fantabulous, sir.
Fantastic.
To the nth degree.
That's what I wanted to hear. Good, man. Good vibrations, man.
Right.
What we can do is just sit back and wait. I wanted to say I have this person calling me up from some investment company. I won't say which one, but I asked him. I put the shoe on the other foot because he wants me to invest in him, and I told him, what do you offer? So then all of a sudden he was losing the conversation, and all of a sudden he hung up on me. I said, okay, that's what I thought. So, you got to be careful who you listen to, you know. Sometimes people will tell you one thing, you know, and they promise you the moon, but what you get is dust, and that's the dust you're kicking up in the backyard. So you need to focus on what exactly people. I learned that you got to be a good listener, and I listen to every word you say, Ray, and you say Tony, and I hang on those guys. So that's what I tell people. You listen to that and just make a plan, work your plan.
There you go.
All right.
Let me tell you guys something since you brought it up. Absolutely going to be targeted after this is over. As people find out, they know. If you don't tell the bank they can't share your name, they're going to share it with all their counterparts and business partners. You're going to get phone calls. People are just going to be running scams all over the internet trying to get you to give them this newly acquired wealth you just got. They're going to offer you the moon, the sky, and the stars, everything above, and not be able to do it. So it's important that you do your research before you give anyone your information, before you give anybody your account number, or before you give anyone your money. Verify who they are, how long they've been in business, what kind of record they have, everything else, and that they can do what they say they can do. And let them show you that. Don't give anybody 100% of your money, especially one that you don't know, and these private companies or corporations or things people just threw together and put up on the internet and said, yeah, go look at my site. And that can, you know, because that's what one of my heroes did. What's his name? I can't even remember his name now. I can't even think. Now, what's his name? So the Ponzi scheme guy. Anyway, I'm just saying because he... See, you can't remember his name.
Bernie.
And I'm just saying that because Bernie did the same thing the banks did, and you know, and again, until he got tired, everybody was making tons of money and spending it because it was digits on the screen, just like the banks. No different. But you got to be careful with all of that, guys. You're going to have to be. People are going to target you because they know you have more money than you've ever had, and they know most of you don't have a clue what to do with it. So just be careful. That's all I can say. All right. What's
all
going
right.
on, sir?
Just have a nice weekend.
All right.
All right.
Take
thank
care,
you,
though.
Sir. You too.
All right. 314 area code. You are on.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
All right. Fantabulous. Super
fantastic, sir. How are you?
Better. One question. I mean, two questions. How much is the Zen and is it still in the basket?
It's still in the basket as far as we know, and it's still 11 to 22 cents.
With no limit.
With no limit that I know of.
You never gave me, but the knowledge you've given me is that's like a birthday present. Thank you very much. Talk to you guys.
All right.
Oh, is today your birthday?
Last Friday.
Oh, okay. Well, happy birthday, sir. All right.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Take care.
Talk.
501 area code. You are on.
Yeah, Tony, I just wanted to let you know that on the 24th of April, I bought 2.5 million dong from TravelX, and I got it delivered today.
Oh, you did?
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, well, when we were just getting the TravelX reports this morning that it was no longer selling, though.
Went to TravelX yesterday myself, and I looked in Northern California, and they're all closed, and I went to the site, and it's not there. But you bought that a week ago. We had people on Wednesday trying to buy it, and it wasn't on the website either. So, but I'm glad you got it.
Yeah, me too. Thank you very much. God bless both of
you.
Take care, now.
You too. Thank you, sir.
972 area code. It's Danny in Dallas.
Hello, Danny in Dallas. Ray, Tony.
Hey, sir.
You guys okay?
Yeah.
Danny, let me say this real quick because I forgot.
Yes.
I wanted to tell the lady that there was no way in the world she should have ever came on this call and said she moved on your recommendation. Because I don't want anybody to know you got that much influence and power.
You met my friend JR, right?
Yeah.
You met my friend JR, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm having lunch with my darling wife and daughter, and they're sitting across the table, and they would like to say hello loudly.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, welcome to Arkansas,
wait,
lady.
Wait.
That was.
Did she say hi, Ray? Is that what she said? Hi, Ray?
Well, you know, Ray's pretty popular around this house. What can I say?
Okay.
Yeah. But welcome to Arkansas, lady. I don't know that I've had a significant effect on the population of Texas growing, but that lady is exceptional. She's got so many questions. She's probably going to increase the intelligence of the state. So welcome, welcome. Yeah. My part in this thing is a little bit about the oil. It went up today about a dollar and a half. Started at just over 19. It's about 20 and a half now. Again, I don't know if that's going to matter a whole lot, but like everything else, I'm watching the calendar, and I think you said next Friday. I was thinking the 9th was on Saturday, but these most recent statements have been for the 8th that I've heard. I heard it, I'm pretty sure, from you guys and some other contacts. So, just watching the calendar, and it's hard to complain when you live in paradise, you know. We just keep going.
I thought you lived in Texas.
Very funny.
Okay.
All right. On that note, yep. I'm gonna leave. See you later.
All right. Thank you, sir. Okay, Ray.
Okay, sir. Let's wrap this up. That was the last one.
Well, okay then. Man, must be fantastic Friday then. We got to cut that short. All right, guys. It's Friday. I'm going to have a super fantastic day. I don't know about you guys. The sun is shining. We're happy. Things are moving forward. It's set a date. So hopefully we'll see Sunday. That we'll get a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday date for the actual vote. That'll be our third thing down. Then we wait for the budget. Oh, no, actually, second. We'll wait for the budget and then the writers. May is looking like a super fantastic month. So by the time we're all released and they tell us we can go out of the backyard and back onto the streets and play, we are going to have some money to play with. And that's what I'm looking forward to. Changing our world, because it will change all of our worlds. So I want you guys to do what I'm doing, and that is enjoy the rest of your day. If something happens, I mean, that's really exciting, we will tweet it out to you. Ray will put it in the forum, or we'll do a call, or we'll make it happen. So until then, Ray.
All right, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for us for this week. Enjoy your weekend. If anything pops up, like Tony said, we'll let you know. And in the meantime, in between time, keep believing, as we sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
I believe my family will.
already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your weekend. We are out of here. Headed for the pool. Get my swim on.